This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, tonight at 6:30, Amory, Wisconsin. Again, tonight at 6:30, Amory, Wisconsin, I will be speaking to that large group of people in that beautiful state. You know, folks, Wisconsin is absolutely beautiful. I don't know if you've ever taken the time to drive through there. If you live there, you probably have. A little tongue-in-cheek there for you. But aside of that, friends, it's interesting to note that there's going to be a whole lot of folks out there tonight taking their time out of their busy schedules to listen to a punk like me. And I hope that you're one of them. Again, we're going to be at Amory, Wisconsin tonight at 6:30. And we're going to be at a place called Crickets, 1361 100 Street. Amory, Wisconsin. Again, Crickets, 1361 100 Street at Amory, Wisconsin. Yours truly will be there. That would be Bradley Dean. Aside of that, friends, what we're going to be talking about today, modern education indoctrination, the making of slaves. I'm going to go to the adults and then I'm going to go to the younger people, but listen carefully to what John D. Rockefeller rightly said, okay? These are those that call themselves the elitists. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. Did you hear what he said? I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. These are the people that are behind the scenes, creating the circumstance, funneling you down like a bunch of animals, literally, into the position that they want you to be in. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. And I'm going to do a little expose on that. I'm going to take you back just a little bit, and I'm going to bring it up to the president as well. And I'll put a little salt on your tongue right now. Do you remember when Jonathan Gruber, ACA, architect of Romney Care, before it was Obamacare, for those that did not know, when he said the bill, Obamacare, was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. A lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. In other words, lie to them. Remember Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign sodomite criminal? Do you remember when he kept telling the people he's going to have the most transparent administration in the history of America? Listen to the guy that wrote Obamacare. He said the bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandates as taxes. The lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. What was critical for the thing to pass concerning Obamacare? The stupidity of the American voter, said he. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Namely, we'll pick it up on segment two. Folks, did you hear what's going on today concerning the new administration once again. Now, for those that are attached to their idol, rather than being a man or a woman of law, principled individuals according to who we are, not what they want us to be, as the current administration attempts to tear down the Constitution and attempts to recreate it in his own ungodly image, just like any other administration. By the way, that would apply to all of us, folks. We're all sinners saved by grace, but to those that repent, there is the key word that needs to be placed into this conversation. Because, again, keep in mind, Donald Trump said he never did anything wrong, so therefore he never had to repent. Boy, I'm trying to figure out how that one works. Because my Bible tells me in 1 John, they that say that they are without sin are a liar, and the truth is not in them. Huh. Well, let's take it over and let the word be vindicated and justified one more time, because it always will be. Trump tells Mexico and Canada he will not terminate NAFTA after all. As a matter of fact, he's flip-flopping on this issue like he has on Obamacare and several other issues, and the Clintons and the Obamas, so on and so forth. And you've seen him do this in the light of day. But President Trump told the leaders of Canada and Mexico on Wednesday that the U.S., the United States, will renegotiate NAFTA. It's like this. It's like for Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, therefore illegal. And who's passing these things, folks? Illegally, a bunch of outlaws. And that makes them criminals, right? Well, what we're seeing is the same thing happening over in Obamacare. They want to replace it. They want to repeal and replace it. They want to take out that cancer, and they want to replace it with another cancer. Well, it's the exact same tactic that he's using over here. The U.S. will renegotiate NAFTA, and rather than leave the trade agreement altogether, the White House says, and by the way, that's a surprising development given reports earlier in the day that the White House was drafting plans to begin the process of exiting the trade deal, which has been in place since 1994. Again, what are we talking about here, friends? Trump telling Mexico and Canada that he will not terminate NAFTA as he promised on his campaign trail, as so what he would do. But now he again is flip-flopping on this issue as well. That's a surprising development given reports earlier in the day, again, that the White House was drafting plans to begin the process of exiting the trade deal. President Trump agreed not to terminate NAFTA at this time, just like Obamacare, at this time, and the leaders, and just like the wall, at this time, and the leaders agreed to proceed swiftly according to their required internal procedures. Folks, they're all falling into alliance. They're all working for the same people, regardless of what country they are supposedly called to represent. That's a fact. To enable the renegotiations of the NAFTA deal to the benefit of all three countries, are you listening to what's going on here, friends? Reads a White House summary of Trump's call with the Mexican president and Canadian prime minister. President Trump said, "It is my privilege to bring NAFTA up to date through renegotiation. It's an honor to deal with both presidents from Mexico and the prime minister from Canada. And I believe that the end result will make all three countries stronger and better," the White House statement says. Really? That is NAFTA. That is NAFTA, folks. That is bringing all three of these continents together, friends. Did you not understand the breaking down of the borders is the objective? And President Trump just said, "It's my privilege to bring NAFTA up to date through renegotiations. It's an honor to deal with both President of Mexico and Prime Minister of Canada. And I believe that the end result will make all three countries stronger and better." Well, America, what are we going to do? How many times? I mean, this guy's starting to look like a fish that was just caught and thrown out onto a dock. He's trying to get back into the water. He's looking for cover, but he's flip-flopping. And the way that that happens is when we bring these things to the light to show you that he is flip-flopping. But again, friends, once again, the American people will justify this somehow to their own demise. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, did I say three different continents? I think I did. One continent, three different countries trying to break it down. And this is how they're trying to create a new world order. You better bet your bottom dollar you have a player in the White House. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And again, I did everything in my power to warn you of what may come, and here we are in it once again. I wanted to go back, too, and I want people to know that NAFTA is about the breakdown of governments to give it over to one government here. And I don't think people understand the severity of that. And for the sake of just hitting on this swiftly, I want to show you the disadvantage and the disadvantages of NAFTA. Because it's received a lot of criticism for taking U.S. jobs, while also done good things for the economy, the North American Free Trade Agreement has six weaknesses, and I'm going to highlight them for you. Now, keep in mind, going back to Donald Trump on the campaign trail, he was going to bring jobs back to America. Well, if you just erase the borders, guess what, friends? Well, the promise is kept, although they went over to, guess where? Mexico. Well, U.S. jobs were lost. Since labor is cheaper in Mexico, many manufacturing industries withdrew part of their production from the high cost of the United States of America. Number two, U.S. wages were suppressed. Not all companies in these industries moved to Mexico. Some used the threat of moving as leverage at union organizings and their drives. Though, when it became a choice between joining the union or losing the factory, workers chose the plant, of course. That's called extortion, and that's how they do it, through unions, friends. Number three, Mexico's farmers were put out of business thanks to NAFTA. Mexico lost 1.3 million farm jobs, but this all works for big government, friends. Number four, workers were exploited. NAFTA explained the program by removing tariffs. is where the United States-owned companies employ Mexican workers near the border. They cheaply assemble products for export back into the United States. The program grew to employ 30% of Mexico's labor force. The workers had no labor rights or health protection. So let's just call these laborers slaves, friends, because we're going to be talking about that today, because that's exactly what they mean for these people to become. And keep in mind, I didn't say it, going back to what John Rockefeller said earlier, I don't want a nation of thinkers, I want a nation of workers. That's exactly what they're creating through NAFTA. Mexico's environment deteriorated. This is the number five on the list of negatives. In response to NAFTA's competitive pressure, Mexico agribusiness used more fertilizers and other chemicals, costing $36 billion per year in pollution. Rural farmers expanded into marginal land, resulting in deforestation at a rate of 630,000 hectares per year. Going back, the difference also, too, if you want to check a source on that, go to NAFTA's promise and the difference between their promises and the reality. Number six, NAFTA called for free U.S. access for Mexican trucks. Congress worried that Mexican trucks would have presented a road hazard, baloney. They are not subject to them safety standards as U.S. trucks. U.S. truckers, organizations and companies oppose it because they would have lost their business. Currently, Mexican trucks must stop at the 20-mile limit and have their goods transferred to the U.S. trucks. By the way, I also wanted to let you know that it's unconstitutional, obviously, and it's illegal. But I'm just showing you the side effects of what he wants to normalize in the sight of the American people, because they're not going to sell it to you, America, by showing you how bad it is for America or what it does to the sovereignty of the United States of America. They want to show you the good side, and rest assured, the good side that they're talking about isn't good for you, but it is for those that are pulling the strings, namely special interest groups. Okay? So, with that being said, America, let's wake up to what's going on. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Cool? Just wanted to get that in there real quick. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Sons of Liberty Media.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And or what you can do is go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, Facebook at Bradley Dean double E, and or jump over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. There's going to be many branches off the trunk of the topic today, so if you'd like to add to or take away, please do, but stay to the general concept of the conversation in which we're having. 1-866-582-9933. Again, if this is the first time listening, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is it? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And let me tell you something, friends, there's a whole lot of these people in the United States of America today where they just don't think. And I want to tell you what, because you're not thinking, because you're not listening, what you're doing is you are slowly but surely, incrementally enslaving yourselves to the very tyrants that you think are not in rule. Because they're not operating, it's despotic, friends. It's arbitrary, friends. It's tyrannical, friends. The Constitution is what is a stumbling block to these people. It's not their forelaw, it's their attempting to call it legislation as they gut the pith and marrow of law to institute and implement, guess what, policy. And that's what we're seeing again here in America today. But let's go back to this. The modern education indoctrination is really what it is, and the making of slaves. One more time. John D. Rockefeller, by the way, he came up with a statement during the time that he created the General Education Board called GEB in 1903 to dispense Rockefeller funds to education. He wanted to dictate the doctrine with the use of his money. And by the way, this is nothing new under the sun either. You see this all day long. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. In other words, what he's saying is I don't want those people to think, because if they do, and the truth is, by the way, it's the truth that causes people to think between what's right and what's wrong, what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And without that light, folks, by the way, the light given through the Word of God may be the only light given to people that are in darkness, and that's why we give it. We follow the light of men, John 1. But I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of slaves. That's really what he was saying. See, friends, it's been documented that the former slave and abolitionist, Harriet Tubman, by the way, they called her the Moses of her time. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves. She said I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. In America, I see this all day long, and I'm doing my best to stay the course and continuously drive the word and the Constitution through the airwaves to awaken you and to shake you, America, out of the sleep and slumber that you're in. And the easiest way to do this, friends, is to turn off conservative radio, yesterday's liberals, and turn off, for the most part, professed Christians. Not all of them. But whatever's running through the state-controlled media's narrative, and they call themselves conservatives, you better bet your bottom dollar they're not ordained of God in any sense of the word. It's been said that the teachers that are telling you the truth are the ones found in the corners. And how true is that? It's like a jewel, or it's like gold. If you want it, you're going to have to dig for it, right? Well, oftentimes that's what you're going to have to do in the United States of America. But again, listen to Harriet Tubman. I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. See, a lot of these people, it's like the Pharisees of the day. I brought this up yesterday. They had said to Jesus, we be slaves to no man. We're not enslaved to anyone, when in fact they were enslaved by the Romans, who at length destroyed them. Now, what a powerful statement that is. I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. Let me propose a question to you, and I want you to answer it in only to you, because it's only you that can answer this. Do you know the Word of God that liberates men? To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. I'm going to 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Following the light of men, John 1. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. Do you know the Word of God? Then let me ask you secondly, do you know the Constitution of the United States of America? Because if you don't know either one of them, don't tell me you're not enslaved. Furthermore, let me add to this. If you don't act on the information that's been given to you through the Word of God and the Constitution, don't tell me you know what I'm talking about. Liberation is being liberated by the Christ in doing that which is right, in acting out my faith, not to leave either one undone. And just like Harriet Tubman, who used to be a former slave, who left that position, she broke out of it because, hey, friends, what was the first thing they did to enslave people? They kept them away from what? Reading and writing. And they surely didn't want them to know what the Bible had to say, because the Bible tells us to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And isn't it interesting, many of these plantation owners, they called themselves Christians, when in fact, folks, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. Especially the stance that they attempted to take. If I would have been around during that time, I would have told them, take heed that you stand, lest you fall, because you will not justify your filthiness in the sight of God or in man when you're advocating what God calls an abomination, namely slavery. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today,
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me liberate you once again, friends, because I want to be encouraging. Folks, we are to tear down, we are to uproot, and we are to replant. That is the preacher's job. It's his job to preach against sin. That's what we're doing here today on the radio. Listen carefully. This is in 2 Kings 22. Listen carefully. Verse 8, this is what happens when the truth is given to a man by the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. And Hilkiah, the high priest, said unto Shaphan, the scribe, the doctor of the law, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again and said, your servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. We are a Christian nation, America. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has delivered me a book. This is the book that I'm giving you. The information in the book that was delivered to the king is what I'm sharing with you right now, friends. Listen to his reaction. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that I'm reading off to you on a daily basis, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahiakim the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Isaiah a servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me and for the people. This is the results. And this is the response of a man that hears the Holy Ghost. Listen to what he says. Go inquire for the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah. concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us. The Bible tells us in the New Testament that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Then he goes on, because our fathers have not listened carefully unto the words of this book to do according unto all that which is written concerning us. So what did the king do, friends? He set the record straight. He was trying to figure out why everything was going bad, Isaiah 59. He was trying to figure out why everything was going bad, Daniel 9. He was trying to figure out why the wrath of God was upon these children. Well, he understood after reading the book of law that they were disobedient to their Creator. And once he found that out, this righteous king did that which is right before God. And he responded by the Holy Ghost, who is given to bear witness of that truth, who comes to about by what, first of all, it tells us in the book of Timothy that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, and instructions in righteousness. And this king took all of it. And he responded to heaven. And that's exactly what each and every one of us should do to be liberated. But if not, we're going to be like those that fall to those that we complain about, like the Rockefellers of the world. By the way, they're in hell where they belong now. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of slaves, workers, he said. I just highlighted Harriet Tubman, who was liberating other plantations for those that would be liberated. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves. She said, I could have freed 1,000s more if they only knew that they were slaves. Are you listening to me, friends? Regardless of who you are, even if you're my enemy, even if you are my arch enemy, let me tell you something. Listen carefully for your own well-being. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. What a powerful statement. Now, remember what I talked about and I brought forth during the first segment, and I put a little salt on your tongue concerning Jonathan Goober. And by the way, this is just the tip of the iceberg of his mockeries concerning the American people. But in this case, friends, you really can't dispute anything he has to say, because it is true that the American people tolerated this. Listen to what he said concerning Romney Care and or Obamacare. The bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. The lack of transparency, in other words, the least that we tell the people what this bill is about, the more we hide. He said it's a huge political advantage. And basically, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, said Jonathan Gruber. But basically, that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. What was critical for the thing to pass, friends? That you remain ignorant. And that they strengthen themselves to and against and over you and your lives, America. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. And now what have you been led to believe? Well, Donald Trump's there. He's the good guy now. But now, friends, remember it was going to be so easy to pass that too? Now it's still sitting there. And they're waiting for an opportune time to throw it down your throats, mind you. And don't doubt me, friends. They're waiting for a prime opportunity to go ahead and compromise more of your freedoms away, not on their dime, but on yours. And isn't it interesting? I shared with you yesterday as well, friends. Obamacare doesn't apply to any of those that passed this unlawful, unconstitutional bill. If it's such a good idea, why doesn't it apply to them? See, they understand how to make slaves, dummy them down. Cause them to accept it. We'll put some earmarks in the bill. We'll put some compromises in there. You know what compromise is, right, friends? Where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong? Yes, that's what they do. Little by little, incrementally. And by the way, that's the judgments of God. Incrementally judging a nation that will not turn its ear to listen to the Most High God. Remember when Senator John Glenn? Now, I want you to think about this. I just seen a live story. It was a true story on John Glenn, and it was the Hidden Figures. It was a true story, and I don't like putting myself in front of fictitious garbage. I really don't. Matter of fact, I argue with people if they try to put me in front of it because it's a waste of my time. We're to redeem the time, for the days are evil, Ephesians 5. But interestingly enough, John Glenn was one of those that was shot up into space immediately. I want you to just set the narrative of the NASA, of what they have told you, and how they've gone to the moon, and so on and so forth. But what's interesting about this is I was thinking when I was watching this the other day, wait a second, it was John Glenn that helped set the narrative that he has been to the moon. By the way, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but probably half the population in your country, America, does not believe that we've ever been to the moon. Just so you know, go ahead and take your own poll. Walk down the street. Ask people you don't know. Do you believe we've ever been to the moon? You'll find about half of the people will say we've never been there. Or they'll just blatantly say it was nothing but a lie. And then the other portion of the people will go along with the narrative that everybody says they disagree with. But I was thinking about it when I was looking at NASA and I was looking at John Glenn. And then I thought about his statements. He's the guy that told us this is what he's done. America, did you know that John Glenn became a senator? And I want you to listen to John Glenn in his words concerning how do you make slaves. Okay, this is the narrative that I'm setting today. And this is the topic. This is how you make slaves. Dummy people down. Listen to what Senator John Glenn said as to how they pass bills in the House. Okay, listen carefully. He said, Americans just want us not to be concerned if they can be constitutionally justified. He said, Americans just want us not to be concerned if they can be constitutionally justified, lawful or unlawfully, friends. Why, if we had to do that, said Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he was he orbited back in the 60s. He said, if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the policies, they call them laws, their policies, which are unlawful. Policy follows law, not the other way around. He said, we couldn't enact them around here. He just got done telling you, America, that they have to lie to you to get things done around here, to enact most laws we enact around here, is what he said, verbatim. How do you make slaves? You just dummy them down. Make John Glenn a hero, just like somehow Donald Trump has fit that characteristic. And how he did it, I have no idea. Because my allegiance is not to man or to party, which is unconstitutional. Mine is to the law of God. Because there's nothing more sure than the Constitution and or heaven itself, said President Benjamin Harrison. Exactly right. So friends, what a better way to make slaves out of men but to pervert and reverse and to redefine their history by allowing the corrupt to lead the way. And friends, always keep in mind when they make these national heroes, just watch their life, friends, because sooner or later they're going to promote them into a position where you're going to understand why they did it prior to the fact of the present. Read Matthew 15:14. Just think about that one more time. I'm just going to slow my roll and I'm going to go back to it real quick. If we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, said national hero that said he was orbited in the 1960s, Senator John Glenn. He said, if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, if we had to tell you the truth, we could not enact most laws, policies we enact around here. I wonder how that's working out for him. It's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. How'd that work out for him? See, the man that's ready to be judged is the man that longs to be freed from his sin. Not he who inundates himself into it. Or marinates himself in lies and political corruption. Again, what a better way to make slaves out of men but to pervert the reverse and to redefine their history by allowing the corrupt to lead the way. If you would simply read the documents, you'd know they were lying. Well, this week I noticed a live feed that was posted from the American people that stated, the Democrats did this and the Democrats did that. And going off on our American democracy. You hear this from conservatives all day long. Our American democracy. They're following the narrative. What position is it that they have if they're going along with the narrative? Well, again, the ignorance of the American people that believe that they have a standing, to believe that they're the good guys fighting corruption when in fact they themselves are corrupt. There was a live feed that was posted. The Democrats did this and the Democrats did that. You see it all day long. And then others were going off on our American democracy. Again, which we are not, Article 4, Section 4. Again, as if to suggest that we have more than one constitution or that we have a two-party system, Matthew 3:25. Read it when you get a moment. When I come back on the other side, I'm going to read a quote from you by the second president of the United States of America concerning my last point. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Highlighting modern education and indoctrination, the making of slaves. First, the adults. Talking about the two-party system, blaming it on the left, blaming it on Democrats. Go back to President John Adams. He said, "There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, the way it is today, each arranged under its leaders, as it is today, and concerting measures in opposition to each other, as it is today." He said, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." And yet you hear the conservatives all day long talk about the left and the Democrats, this, that, and the other thing. The second president said it was to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under Constitution. And we're talking about modern education, indoctrination, friends, the making of slaves. We're talking about the adults, friends. Then another conservative said, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, of course, asked, who is worse, Korea, Russia, or Syria? Again, as if to suggest that the corrupt politicians that are allowed to run counter in America to American government under the guise of American government, which continuously advocate what God condemns, such as lying, Exodus 20:16, stealing, Exodus 20:15, sodomy, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, as well as attempting to redefine marriage, advocating pedophilia, Exodus 22:23, as well as the sanctioning of the murder of its own children. Yes, I'm talking about your corrupt government, friends, and it's not American government. It is foreign to our government. Read Proverbs 6:17. These are the ones that are sanctioning these things, and somehow or another, people are led to believe that they're telling you the truth when they go to war with the third world maniacal dictator. How does that work? No wonder why people are confused. Wait a second. Our government's doing worse to us than those dictators are doing to their country in so many different ways. Yep, that's exactly right. But now they're telling you the truth because now you're under attack, right? This is just highlighting the stupidity of the American people. Now listen carefully. Every war, when it comes or before it comes, is represented not as a war, but as an act of self-defense against a homicidal maniac. In our time, political speech and writing are largely the defense of the indefeasible. But if thought corrupts language, language can also be corrupt thought. See, all the war propaganda, all the screaming and lies and hatred comes invariably from people who are not fighting. Just think about that. It's the politicians that are creating the war as they are working for the special interest. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give an appearance of a solidarity to peer wind. War against a foreign country only happens when the moneyed class think that they are going to profit from it. Who finances wars on both sides, friends? The same people. In many cases, nationalism is power hunger tempered by self-deception. You're taught to believe that war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, and on the manipulation of language for political ends, of course, we have now sunk to a depth at which restatement of the obvious is the first duty of intelligent men. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they don't want to hear. It's called the truth. In times of universal deceit, telling the truth will be a revolutionary act. George Orwell. Now, just to prove my point and further solidify my point, let's ask Henry Kissinger. Now listen to this. Henry Kissinger, a known pedophile in third world countries, he sits next to the President of the United States as a U.S. diplomat. Listen carefully again, National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, as to what his corrupt take on the military men are them that fight wars. I'm talking about your brothers and your sisters, your dads and your moms, your uncles and your aunts. He said, Henry Kissinger did, sitting next to the president, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. That's what he said before he sends your kids, along with corruption in government, to make a whole lot of money off of your stupidities concerning the military-industrial complex. He also said, to further solidify my point concerning this criminal, on March 10th, 1975, after meeting with the Turkish foreign minister, he said, "The illegal we do immediately. The unconstitutional takes a little bit longer." In other words, we just violate the law, and then to justify it, we unconstitutionally gut the law. And then we call it law, as the legislatures call it law, when in fact, again, it's policy. Listen to what he said again. This is the guy that is appointed as a U.S. diplomat and a security advisor, National Security Advisor, America, and also a Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger. He said, "The illegal we do immediately. The unconstitutional takes it a little longer." Wow. Again, he told on himself. And the above said are the grown-ups, the adults. And friends, I gotta say, that's scary, but this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to their genius. Read Romans 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And the fact of the matter is, friends, I'm not saying everybody's a fool, but I am saying that there's a lot of people that proclaim to be something when in fact they are slaves, only garnering more support and raising up other slaves concerning their plantation owners, regardless of what color you are. And that's why our forefathers continuously reiterated the point, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-between. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. We're seeing a strong police state arising in the United States of America. And America, again, you're doing it to yourself. Going to their children. After doing 360 high schools and a number of colleges nationwide, it never ceases to amaze me that these young people, talking about the young people now, know more than them that founded this country who established the rule of law to keep us free. Friends, how could this be? Have you ever noticed that? I've noticed that 100 times. You go to colleges, they're really stupid. I mean, they think that they've got it all going on. They're more stupid than the young people in school. And how stupid are they? Well, the longer that kids stay in public schools, the stupider they get, said William Bennett, Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan. 700,000 students every year can't even read their graduation diplomas. And they graduate. And they can't even read their own graduation diplomas. How do you make slaves? Keep them stupid. And how do you keep them stupid in a country like this? Teach people to be tolerant and understanding and compassionate to those that are violating law. You get an earful of this all day long. You know, you'd be hearing good news on a daily basis, friends, if you'd respond. You would see the answers that God has bestowed. He said in Isaiah 56, blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times, for my salvation is nigh unto him. Salvation, defined out in Webster's 1828, is liberation from sin, from bondage. Take some time to check out the Matrix of Liberty as well, friends, which is about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock, 1620. They came in on the Mayflower. Check it out. Go online. Who did they throw off? What did they work against? What did they war against? What did their sons and daughters, our forefathers, do? They worked to liberate us. And how did they do it? They threw off a tyrant. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, you see the infractions. You see the violations. You see the usurpations. You see the encroachments. You see the act of a tyrant. But how is it that those in public schools, they know more than the adults do? Well, in many cases today in the present, they're right. Matter of fact, it's them young people that think they know more than you that are being used to war against you. And you call them the left only to overthrow the right so they can establish, as they tear down your sovereignty. It's all a part of the plan. And by the way, for those that think that they're having their way, keep in mind, God has all things in view. Yours is coming as well. Rest assured. And the reason I say that is because it reminds me of what George Whitefield rightly said, because these people are evil to the core. I want you to listen carefully. George Whitefield said, all politics formed against Christ and his gospel end at last in the destruction of those who contrived it. Everybody on the boat sinks, friends, when it sinks. Even the bad guys, regardless if they want to see it that way or not. So what's the result? Creating people smart enough to repeat what they are told and to follow orders, and dumbed down enough to think this makes them smarter than everyone else. Then again, look at what they're teaching illegal in American indoctrination centers known as public schools. So friends, I lay to you and to your candor and to your good judgment, how do you make slaves? Keep them ignorant. Hosea 4:6. Folks, I'm not here to change your values. I'm here to reinforce them. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
B Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.